More grace, everybody. I pray that you're on hand, you're ready to go after the enemy. I pray that you're ready to receive everything that God has promised you. Just bear with me. I pray that I don't go in and out as I'm on the road headed to Jacksonville for a wonderful service tonight in Jacksonville, almost in Jacksonville, about 20 minutes away. But I want you to hear me by the Spirit of grace that we are in a very dangerous hour and the ends of the world are upon us. And I pray that you are on this call, not just to hear another word. You're not on this call just to waste time. I pray no one's on this call just taking up time, because I need prayer warriors. You know, one can chase 1,000, and two can chase 10,000. Are you hearing me? So I want you to understand that God is able to do anything but fail. And I need you to hear me by the Spirit of grace, because, again, as I said, if you're going to make it, if you're going to survive, if you're going to reach the place that God wants you to reach, the only way you're going to get there is through prayer. It's going to come through prayer. It's going to come through intercession. And I mean consistent prayer. I mean dedicated prayer. I'm talking about praying when you feel like it, praying when you don't feel like it. Praying when you're tired, praying when you're not tired. Praying when you know everything's going to be all right, and praying when you don't know everything's going to be all right. But you hold on to the word of God that says, where two or three touch and agree, it shall be done. Now listen, you should see that God is real. I prophesied and I told you. I let you all know on yesterday. What did I tell you on yesterday? I said that there was going to be a major news story surrounding McDonald's. And I had you to sow a seed of $24. And in less than 24 hours, a major news story hits the news concerning what? McDonald's. If Bishop Bernard Drunk was on the phone, he would say that's the power of prophecy. But I want to say, according to Revelation, that's the spirit of prophecy. God is real. And let me tell you something. I'm not in a position or a time to be frustrated, to be aggravated. I got to keep myself focused and bothered. Somebody sent me a message earlier today. I told them not to do it. They did it anyway. They blocked. Don't even know it. They might be on this call. But I'm telling you, this is an hour that we're living in now. We don't have time for foolishness. We got to get ourselves in prayer. And we have to surround ourselves in prayer and make sure that we are connected to people who want to pray. Not gossip, not keep up mess, not murmur and complain, but people, when you come to them with a problem, they pray. You know, I'm in a very crucial hour in my life because the prophet in me is stirred up. You know, the Lord told me to tell everybody to draw near to the prophet in me. So as a result of drawing near to the prophet in me, I've been focusing on what is God saying to the nation? What is God saying to the world? What is God saying to people individually, even ministering a little more prophetically in services? Because the Lord said this is the hour of the prophet. As a matter of fact, it's the hour of the apostolic and the prophetic. We're going to see those ministries coming forth like never before. That's the hour that we're living in. And because of that, you need to be around prophetic and apostolic people. You cannot afford to just sit in a church that's preaching a good message. And I'm going to say this by the Spirit of God. The pandemic is not over. But the pandemic was not COVID. Please hear me by revelation. The pandemic was not COVID. And the pandemic is not, what was all these variants called? I can't even think of it. Thank God I done forgot them. Alpha and Omega and I don't know, all these variants. But that wasn't the pandemic. The pandemic, God said, was fear. Fear was the pandemic. But the vessel that the enemy used, or the carrier for fear, was in COVID. Is the war in Ukraine. Everybody's concerned about economy. What's coming to America? What's going to happen? The Bible declares that men's hearts will be failing them for fear for what shall come upon this earth. Are you listening to me today? So you cannot get caught up in fear. And you know what keeps you out of fear? Prayer. You know what keeps you from being alarmed and being removed and being concerned with what's coming against you? Pray. Let me tell you something. You want to shut the devil down? Pray. You want the devil to leave your house? Pray. You want the enemy to get out your marriage? Pray. You want the devil to get off your children? Pray. Well, why do you have to pray? And I'm going to explain to you why you have to pray. I'm going to explain to you why it's not enough just to go to church and dance and shout and scream. But you must give yourself to intercession. Why? Because we know by revelation, according to Luke chapter 4, verse 5, that the Bible declares that Adam gave the devil the earth. The devil said that to Jesus. He said, all this has been given unto me, and to whomsoever I should give it. You must understand the rules of engagement and know that according to John 14, 13, that the devil is the prince of the air. He operates in the second heaven. You live on the first heaven, which is where we are, atmosphere. There's a realm beyond this, which is the second heaven. Heaven where angels are and God does his movement, because God doesn't live in heaven. Heaven lives in God. God don't have a circumference. He's so tall you can't go over him. He's so low you can't go under him. He's so wide you can't go around him. Heaven is not God's home. Heaven is his throne. The earth is his footstool. God doesn't live in heaven. But heaven is the center. It's God's headquarters. It's where God does everything. Basha lemanda la kutala hazia. It's where God does everything from heaven. But we know that the heaven that God does everything from is the third heaven. How do we know that? Because Paul said he was caught up into the what? Third heaven. And he saw things that were unlawful to utter. And that was in the third heaven. Are you listening to me? I need you to catch this by revelation. So we know that God operates from the third heaven. We operate from the first heaven. But demons operate in the second heaven. They are the prince of the power of the air. They are the god of this world. And I'm telling you, this is important. Because once you understand that, you will understand that when you pray, before your heaven gets to your prayer, gets to God, there is interference in the second heaven. There is not only interference going up, but there's also interference when your answer is coming down. That's why we don't pray one time, but we continue to pray. It's the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man. That's why Elijah kept praying after he got the prophecy and declared that it was going to rain again. What did he do? He prayed. And after he prayed, what the Bible said? First he said, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. But then he prayed. And after he prayed, he went one time, sent his servant. Nothing was there. Sent him a second time. Nothing was there. Sent him a third time. Nothing was there. He kept going, kept praying, kept praying, kept praying until he got results. I'm telling you by revelation that there is warfare when your prayer goes up. And there is warfare when your answer comes down. Why? Because we're dealing with the power of the air. And these are things you need to know. Because this is still in effect after Calvary. 2 Corinthians 4 and 4. Paul's called the devil the god of this world. That's under the new covenant. Adam gave Satan the earth. Are you listening? The reason there's so much bloodshed, the reason there's so much calamity, the reason there's so many issues is because Satan is the god of this world. And that's why we must pray without ceasing. Remember when Jesus was on earth, the Bible declares that he would be walking, and demons would cry out and say, why come torment me before my time? What does that mean? That was the same as a owner showing up to a house that you are renting, but your lease is not up. you're going to say, why are you here before time? You understand that? Satan knows he has a lease. He knows that he only operates and he's only here for a short time. So what he's doing is he's doing everything in his power to get his work done while he's here on earth. But the only thing that gives us veto power is prayer. The only thing that overrides the plan of the enemy is prayer. The only thing that stops his agenda against your children, against your family, against your husband, against your wife, the only thing that blocks it is prayer. And you, by shame, got to live a life of prayer and intercession. That's the only thing that's going to give you veto power. He had a ministry for 3 years. And guess what he did for those 3 years he was in ministry? He laid hands. He cast out devils. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. But guess what he's doing right now? That ministry only lasted 3 years. But right now, he is seated forever making what? Intercession. That's the highest call. The highest anointing is a prayer life. The highest anointing is in a call to prayer. You can prophesy, but you can't pray. Shut down your ministry. You can sing, but you can't pray. Shut it down. You can serve, but you can't pray. Stop serving. You got to be more than just able to carry your pastor's briefcase. Can you cover him in the spirit? Can you block the enemy? You got to do more than just be able to sing. Sing a devotion, sing a good song. Can you discern what the devil is doing? Can you see it? Are you listening to me today? This is important because your judicial power and your executive power is in prayer. You got to have a prayer life. Prayer is the womb that carries out the plan of eternity in the time. So people don't like it. People think we're crazy. But I ain't just screaming. I'm not just hollering. I'm not just shouting. I ain't just falling out. I'm praying with a purpose. Why am I praying with a purpose? Because I understand that the destiny of a nation and the destiny of Ukraine and the destiny of Russia and the destiny of America and the destiny of your family, the destiny of your husband, your wife, the destiny of your marriage, the destiny of your ministry is carried out and determined by prayer. You don't like where you are. It is because of your prayerlessness. But you can change it right now. There's power when you come to God and pray. There's power when you pray. And right now, we're getting ready to pray. We're getting ready to pray right now. We're praying. I'll share with you more in the morning. But we're going to pray right now. Because I know by revelation that there's a hand. There's a hand in the spirit. There's a hand that wants to block you. There's a hand that wants to stop you. There's a demonic hand that is literally doing everything it can to hinder your life, to stop you, to block you. But I command every hand. My God, hallelujah. Oh, I feel it. But I command every hand that want to block you, that thing got to wither up today. I said I command it to wither up. Lift your voice right now and say in the name of Jesus. Every hand, Shakia, my God, y'all got to pray because I feel the warfare. Say every hand that wants to block my life, I command it. Wither up. Die. Die. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. I thank you that you hear us when we pray. And we command every hand that wants to block our marriage, wants to block our business, wants to block the prosperity of our children, the prosperity of our future, the destiny of our family. Father, I command every hand that has fashioned itself against me, every hand that has formed itself against me, I command that hand to wither now. I command every hand. Oh, Baba Shanti, oh my God, I feel it. Pray against the hand. Pray. Every hand. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Mandebe kobo kobo shebe. Rebele le bandele basika la la mandala kuta. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, pray. Don't stop. I feel this thing in the spirit. Every hand, every demonic hand, every witchcraft hand, every hand of sickness, every hand of disease, every hand of infirmity that wants to block me, that wants to stop me, I command that hand to wither now. Any hand that is over my spiritual birth canal, any hand that is over my money, I command that hand to wither up and die. Any hand that is sitting at the womb of my destiny, that is sitting at my spiritual womb, that wants to kill the baby that I'm supposed to bring forth, I command it to be died, to be killed, to be destroyed, to receive fire. Loose my birth canal. Loose my birth canal. Loose my birth canal. Come on, lay hands on your womb, women. Lay hands on your spiritual womb, man, and command every good thing that the enemy has stopped, that the enemy has restrained, that the enemy has on hold, that the enemy has hindered. I command him to loose my birth canal. Loose my birth canal. Loose my birth canal. I command that my canal is loose. I command that my belly shall bring forth good things, that I shall bring forth great things, that I shall bring forth ministry, I shall bring forth business. I will come forth. I will bring forth every good thing, every restriction, every blockade, whatever the enemy has used to block my birth canal, I command it to wither. 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 Hey, 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 Bosha. Hey, Eleba Shikandala Bohota. Whatever I'm supposed to bring forth, I command it to come forth now. I command it to come forth now. Any hindrance, any friendship, any relationship, any background demon, any family cycle that's been a hindrance, I call on the fire of God to open my canal, and I command every hindrance be removed. I command my womb, naturally, spiritually, be open, 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 be open. I command everything that is in the womb of KCC, that is in the womb of my family, that is in the womb of my mother, that is in the womb of my father, that is in the womb of my husband, my children. I command everything, every good thing that I'm supposed to bring forth in the month of March, in the year of 2022, I command it to come forth. Any blockage be removed, any blockade be removed, any hindrance be removed, any barrier be removed, any gate, every chain, go, 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 go. Go, come on, pray. Go, Basha. Go, Mekelebe, Lebandelebe Kota. I command every evil hand that is working against me to wither. I command every evil hand that is writing against me to wither. I command every ungodly hand that is working against me, wither. Every hand politically that is working against me, wither. Every hand religiously, every hand financially that is working against me. Come on, I'm giving you secrets. I'm showing you how to pray. Command it to wither. 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 Hey, 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 in the name of Jesus. Kobashate, ele mandele kotolo lobokuza, vandele kita. You have to enforce the promise of God. I am on the road right now. And as I'm riding on the road, there are speed limits out here on this road. But the sign don't enforce itself. What enforces that sign are officers. You are an officer of the kingdom. And it is your job to enforce the promise of God. Yes, it is written. But that's why Jesus, when he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, what did he say? It is written. Why? He was enforcing the promise. He was an officer of the court. And as he is, so am I. Are you listening to me? You have to enforce the promise of God. the promises of God, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. All the promises of God are yes, and they are amen. But you got to speak them. You have to declare them. You have to decree them. You have to enforce them and declare that it shall be. Isaiah chapter 14. That's where we're going. Isaiah chapter 14. Makosha yentenenemo. Roborobo sukulama. Lendele kita labasha. The Lord of hosts have sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. I have purposed, so shall it stand. We are declaring that as God has sworn it, it shall come to pass. God swore unto Abraham that he would make his seed as the stars of the earth and the sand of the ground. Abraham is my daddy because I am a seed of Christ. The Bible declares that the promise was not unto Abraham, but unto Abraham and his seed. Not seeds as of many, but that seed being Christ. And if you are of Christ, you are then Abraham's seed. Good God from on high. Y'all better stop because I'm getting happy. I feel Jesus. I said, I am the seed of Abraham. And he promised Abraham that he was going to bless him. He swore that he would bless him. And because he swore it, I am declaring that God, as you have sworn it, so shall it come to pass. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, everything that you have sworn concerning my life, bring it to pass. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I'm declaring that everything that you have spoken, you have sworn according to Isaiah. You have sworn and declared that you are going to bless us. Whatever you have purposed, hey, whatever you have purposed, so shall it come to pass. I stand on the word. I thank God for prophecies. I thank God for promises. But I stand on the promises of your word that declares that the flower will fade and the grass will wither, but the word of God stands forever. And because you said it in your word, I declare that everything you swore concerning my life, it will stand. It will come to pass. Everything you swore concerning the life of my children, the life of my family, the life of my husband, the life of my wife, the life of my mother and father, everything that you have spoken concerning KCC, concerning Brian Carn, concerning my destiny, it shall come to pass. It shall stand. It will not be hindered. It will not be blocked. You promised. You swore on earth that you would bless me. You swore an oath that you would multiply me. I declare that it shall come to pass. I declare that my children will be saved. I declare that my son will be healed. My daughter will be set free. I declare that my finances will have no lack. You have declared it. You have decreed it that wherever the sole of my feet shall tread, you will grant it unto me. And I stand on it. And I declare, as you have spoken, so shall it come to pass. Lift your voice and pray. Command it to come to pass. Remind God. Say, you swore it. You made an oath. You're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. If you spoke it, shall you not do it? If you said it, shall you not make abohosha? Hey, mikandele, ilalababosha. So shall it be. So shall it be. If you hear noise in the background, it's just rain. Don't worry about it. My God, eke basita la bashanda, robosatula, rebelele bandele mekitaya, Yankadush, be Libanziri be Krifili be Klaistele Ankova, Antana, Antanuni me, Mankala Dishna, Eledosha Kabasi, Siluva, Limbende, you promise, and I declare that it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Kobashata, Indelima, Ikobosata. We're going to pray one more prayer. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. We are decreeing that every agenda of the enemy to stop the plan of God in your life, we are declaring that his agenda is overturned. We overturn it. I said we overturn it. We overturn it. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, every weapon of the enemy to stop the plan of God in my life, I command those weapons, receive fire, be destroyed now now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that every agenda of the enemy to circumvent, to defy, to undermine the plan and purpose of God on my life, the plan and purpose of God on the life of Bishop Gates, on the life of my pastor, on the life of my leaders, every plan of the enemy to stop and undermine the convocation, every plan of the enemy to stop and undermine KCC, my family, my children, every plan of the enemy to undermine my wife, to undermine my husband. Father, I declare, I stand in the gap, and I declare that the intent and the agenda of the enemy is overturned, is overturned, is overturned, is overturned. I cancel his agenda. I cancel his agenda. I declare that my mercy, my children's mercy, my family's mercy, my church's mercy will never run out, but it will last for 1,000 generations. Hey, 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 I declare in the name of Jesus that I will not be circumvented. I will not be undermined. I will not be destroyed. I will not go under. Every weapon that the enemy is using to stop my life, to stop JCC, to stop this nation, to stop this country, to stop the seven continents of the earth, every enemy who is fighting me at home and abroad, within and without, foreign and domestic, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the fire of God, according to Isaiah 54, the weapon will form but it will not prosper. I declare that the plans of the enemy is overturned. The plans of the enemy is canceled. The plans of the enemy is stopped. Hey, 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 Shata. Hey, Mikoshe. Hey, Mikandalaba. Robosatula. Andelelebe. Ilelebandalabakuta. Landilikiza. Zibidihusha. Zibidihusha. Mankaladuba. Robololobo sukudibandelebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebeb Jesus. I told you, Acts chapter 10, he said, your prayer and your alms has come up as a memorial unto God. The Lord told the prayer movement, you were supposed to do this on March the 1st. Some of you have already done it. I dare you to do it again. Right now, I want everybody to sow a seed of $15. What did he tell Hezekiah? I'll add 15 years to your life. It's an extension seed. It's an expansion seed. You're going to dollar sign PBCJR, and you're sowing $15 seed. You're going to, a lady told me yesterday that she sold the $24 seed, and today she gave $124, and today she received $2,000. That's the kind of God we serve. I'm challenging everybody to go to dollar sign PBCJR, BrianKarn.com, BrianKarn.org. If you can't sow on Cash App, give it on BrianKarn.org. If you can't go there, mail it in to the P.O. Box, 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. Again, I'll say this. There are 30 of you that are supposed to give 115. Whether you want to do it or not, that, you know, I'm just telling you what I know by the Spirit of God. You should never question whether the Lord speaks to me. Didn't I tell y'all yesterday that you're going to hear about McDonald's? Was it on the news today? Yes. And the Lord showed me again today. Again he showed me. Oh, by Shalamandalakia. That there's a famous rapper getting ready to die. I don't know if it's going to come by. He's going to get killed. But there's a famous rapper getting ready to die. And it's going to be one like I believe from the Snoop Dogg age. That's the best. Let me say this. I saw him in the vision. It's not him. I don't believe it's him. But in the vision, it's like I was having a conversation with him about it. You will surely see it come to pass. Oba Shakana. Isn't it prophetic? That's why we have to pray. We were supposed to do Gas on God a couple of weeks ago. But we prayed that God would turn it for our good. And God strategically got us doing Gas on God while the gas prices are higher than ever. God is setting us up as a light on the hill,
and blessing KCC, all because we did not murmur, we did not complain, but we prayed. And God turned it for our good. That's the power of prayer. You listen to me. That's why I'm saying meet me the 18th and the 19th. Where you meeting me at? You are meeting me in Atlanta, Georgia. It's the 18th, 19th, and it's really just the 18th, but it's the 18th going into the 19th. Because we're doing an all-night prayer. We're praying for our country. We're praying for this city. We're praying for this city. We're praying for our husbands and wives. We're praying for Ukraine and Russia. We're praying for Germany. We're praying for these places. We're praying for Mariah Carey. We're praying for the governor of Georgia. We're praying for the mayor of Atlanta. We're praying for the whole state. God is sending us in as an underground prayer movement to block the enemy, to stop his agenda, to cancel his plan. We got to stay in prayer. Don't you be discouraged and don't be dismayed, because prayer works. I said prayer works. Don't you listen to these demons out here that want you to shout but don't pray, want to scream but don't pray. You want the devil to back up off of you? Pray. You ready for victory? Pray. You ready for a turnaround? Pray. KCC, Charlotte, you've been given the privilege of all-night prayer, 24 hours. You don't have no excuse. Jacksonville, pray when them doors are open. I think the church is open till 5 every day. Pray. Houston, pray. You got Bible study tonight. I'm in Jacksonville, and I'm excited about what the Lord is getting ready to speak to us. But I'm telling you, there's power in prayer. Some of you, I keep telling you, you don't have enough victory to be taking no breaks. You ain't got enough money to be taking breaks. Too much is coming against you. You don't have time to take a break. You got to stay in prayer. Pray at 12. Pray at 3. Pray at 6 before you go out. Pray in the afternoon. Pray in the evening. Give yourself the prayer. The devil can't stop a woman or a man who has a prayer life. How do I know? You should ask me. I am the fruit of prayer. I am the fruit. Kanda Kobo Sutolebe. I am the fruit of intercession. I know the power of prayer. KCC is the fruit of intercession. Everything you have, everything I have. Told somebody today, gonna try to call me, somebody try to send me something. I say, I don't take no salary from the church. I say that boldly. The church don't pay me. Everything I got in prayer and listening to the Holy Ghost. He'll show you what to do. He'll let nothing sneak up on you when you give yourself to prayer and intercession. You are blessed. You are favored. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. We got prayer in the morning. Is your alarm set? Is your alarm set for 6 in the morning? Set it for 5:50. Get in on this prayer line in the morning. Get in on this prayer line and give yourselves the prayer. And watch what God is getting ready to do in your life. Like you have never seen before. I am blessed. You can watch us online tonight. We got Bible study. You can watch us online. You can watch us. Come to church in Jacksonville. I can hear the rainfall. Hallelujah. But my God, I believe that's the sound of an abundance of rain. This is your season. You are blessed. You are favored. And I look forward to praying with you in the morning. More grace. Yay, Basha. Andala Bokosa. Ebe Sebonda.